This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Second hour coming at you. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by, where'd it go? Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense, like they say. Join them.
Join them!
Now then! I mentioned the unfortunate Mr. Castillo because he was a law-abiding citizen. I have not mentioned what happened with this Alton Sterling guy for a very important reason. And I heard I was listening to the news where the people are calling for violence against other people. I've seen Facebook posts where they have depictions of cops having their officers' throats cut or having their throats cut by hooded, masked men that Facebook says does not violate their standards. And these are the ones that are supposed to take our guns away, by the way, that they would use. But just so you understand, Alton Sterling, down in Baton Rouge, here's the story of Alton Sterling. 9996, aggravated battery. 103197, second degree battery. 10698. Simple battery. These are dates I'm giving you. May the 4th, 2000, public intimidation. September 20th, 2000, carnal knowledge of a juvenile. September 4th, 2001, domestic violence. May 24th, 2005, burglary of an inhabited dwelling place. July 11th, 2005, receiving stolen goods. September 12th, 2005, burglary of inhabited dwelling place. March 17th, 2006, simple criminal damage to property, simple robbery, simple theft, drug possession, misrepresentation during booking, simple battery, aggravated battery. He's getting more in his crimes. April 12th, 2006, aggravated battery. This wasn't even a month later. Aggravated battery, simple criminal damage to property, disturbing the peace, unauthorized entry. April the 4th, 2008. Domestic abuse battery. I'm presuming he went away for a couple of years there. May the 3rd, 2009. Resisting an officer, drug possession, receiving stolen property, possession of a stolen firearm, illegal carrying of a weapon with CDs, whatever that is, sound pre-reproduct without consent. He was carrying pirated CDs. Let's see, October 12th, 2009, illegal carrying of weapon, marijuana possession. August 13th, 2015, failure to register as a sex offender. April 8th, 2016, failure to register as a sex offender. June 14th, 2016, ecstasy and marijuana possession. Alton Sterling was not a choir boy. Okay, there's a big difference between Alton Sterling and Chilando Castillo. Let's make sure that we understand that, shall we? That's why I'm mentioning one and not the other. This other cat, we don't know the full story on this yet, but we will. But this guy was a desperado. Now, for some reason, we got another poll. There's people out there that just want to run polls on everything. And they ran a poll on how many people wanted to see Hillary Clinton indicted. And evidently, everybody except three-quarters of the Democrats do not like it when the powerful are judged by a different standard than the rest of us. So there's considerable disagreement with the FBI director's decision not to seek an indictment of Hillary Clinton. This was a Rasmussen Report national telephone and online survey taken last night. Finds that 37% of likely U.S. voters agree with the FBI's decision. 54% disagree and believe the FBI should have sought a criminal indictment of Clinton. 10% are undecided. Think of those 10% as the ones that don't do anything most of the time. 54 to 34, that's a pretty solid majority. But even more important, 64% of Democrats agree with Comey's decision not to seek an indictment. 63% of voters not affiliated with either major political party, and 25% of Democrats disagree with the decision. So two-thirds of independents and a quarter of Democrats. That's a problem. That 25% of Democrats that disagree with this, that's a problem for, you know, this is striking at the heart of Hillary's base. Would you vote for a candidate you otherwise liked but believe ought to have been indicted? If 5 or 10% of Democrats stay home or leave the president's selection blank as a result of their doubts and resentment, that is a big thing that could swing an election. But 71% of Democrats and 50% of all voters said in late May that Clinton should keep running for the presidency, even if indicted, until a court determines her guilt or innocence. Well, she wasn't indicted, but she was slammed around like I don't know what by Comey when he was explaining why he wasn't indicting her while explaining why she could be indicted. 30% of Democrats don't want her to keep running if indicted. And there's some overlap, no doubt, with the 25% who think she should have been indicted. But even so, that leaves a solid percentage who might not vote for her over this issue. 58% of black America agrees with the FBI's decision not to pursue a criminal indictment against Clinton. 57% of whites and 60% of other minority voters disagree. This leaves 42% of black America disagreeing or not sure. Hillary Clinton absolutely needs a 90% plus turnout among black Americans to win. And generating this level of enthusiasm may be a challenge for her at this point. But if, you know, then there's the, for some reason after this had been decided that it wasn't going to happen, questions came up about the possibility of a fair trial. So they found out that if Clinton had been indicted, only 46% of all voters think it would have been possible for her to get a fair trial. 33% say a fair trial would not have been possible, but 21% not sure. These percentages right now, while everybody's sitting there saying, oh, Hillary got away with this, and she's going to be president now, and she's going to, you know, all of this stuff that's going on right here, these percentages are, while everybody's fist pumping in the air, they're looking at this particular thing, if they've done, and believe me, they're doing their own surveys that you'll never hear about. You'll never hear the surveys that they do, because their surveys are honest surveys, and that's how they swing certain things. Some of the stuff they do is all based upon bluster. It's all based upon an appearance, like exit polls. Exit polls are all about appearance. If you're listening to an exit poll on the day that you're supposed to vote, and it says, well, we're culling the state for Hillary Clinton because a half of a half of a half of a percent have voted for Hillary Clinton, go vote. It's not going to work out that way. There's still a whole lot of things in play. But these are major issues that are going to erupt in her face very shortly. And it's still not done yet. I mean, in Congress, the Republicans are blustering and sticking their chest out. They should have been out there a long time ago. They need to take the gloves off and instead of staging a sit-in, stage some butt kickings every time somebody decides to be a sit-in. Anyway, excuse me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
his life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Fog Lube Performance Amazing USA Studio. This is the Watch Globe. The number to get in is 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. Join them. Join them. Join them and join me. Now then, one of the things that Comey did do when he was out there and laying all this stuff out about Hillary Clinton while he was not indicted or recommending she be indicted, he was, well, I'm pretty sure he wasn't meaning to speak this way. You've got, there's a substantial faction of the conservative intelligentsia that have convinced themselves that Donald Trump is so unqualified for the presidency that Hillary Clinton is a better alternative. Some, like George Will, hope for a resounding victory for her, while others living in blue states like New York are saying they're going to write in someone else because their vote is irrelevant anyway. But now we have this stark evidence that Hillary Clinton is not only a flagrant abuser of classified information, but above the law, and she cannot or will not be prosecuted for obvious felonious violations of the law. A sign of what is to come is in an essay at Maggie's Farm by Bruce Kessler. He writes, Donald Trump is far from the perfect leader, but then it takes someone with gumption and determination who will not be intimidated to take on the rot that permeates our government and self-appointed ruling class. And Trump is the only revolution we have available. Anyone deserves the end of our once-renowned republic who stays home or turns coat or otherwise fails to stand up for recovering an America with basic laws and justice. An America which was not beholden to those who would exploit the government for self-aggrandizement or profits. An America with justice for all which does not favor the wealthy or powerful sycophants of state power. Donald Trump is not George Washington, but he's the only revolution we have, and very probably our last chance. I have faith in the American people who will bring us back from tottering over the brink of ruination, make it work when Trump is elected, get out and work for local candidates, and for Trump otherwise be part of the ruination. It's that simple and brutal a truth. Eyes are opening to a certain degree. Hillary Clinton is corrupt. And corrupting of everyone that she touches. Obama has engaged in outrageous executive conduct so often as to be numbing. Those in powerful positions throughout this current administration behave like lawless thugs, and they keep getting away with it. The courts have been packed with judges who find excuses not to enforce the laws or create ones out of ideology contrary to intent. And the major media, which is supposed to be the check, one of the checks out there, Looks the other way. Covers up. So where does this leave us? The Tea Party movement occurred at this point in time between elections and succeeded in electing many who promised to be better. Some have been. Many have been useless or become tools. It is election time. We have a chance to wage ideological combat, which would be much better, believe me, than the actual physical combat. And this needs to be demonstrated at the ballot box. It's not going to be overnight. And it's not going to happen simply because we want it to happen. It's going to take work. Work. It's going to take getting out there and getting involved in something. It's going to take knocking on doors. It's going to take a lot of things. There's a lot of things on the electoral map, although, you know, Fox News is right now, they are calling and saying that Hillary has the lead, but there's a lot of toss-up states. That's their thing. And if you look at the electoral votes, based upon what Fox says, she does have a lead. But I don't believe polls. Not anymore. I don't believe polls at all. They may prove to be true. Don't get me wrong. But I've seen too many of them be so far off that it's pathetic. Trump has energized a base. Clinton has base trouble. Remember this one figure above all else. She needs 90% of black America to vote for her. 90%+ of black America has to vote for her. If there is, and believe me, if there is a deluge of votes, if everybody gets out and votes, we have a chance. We have a really good chance. But staying home, if you stay home, I'm not going to stay home. I'm going to vote. Okay? And therefore, I will have the right to complain if things do not go my way. My complaints may change within, what, at least a four-year period, if not more than that. And it may change into something a little more physical. I may have to get a little more physically involved. But if you're going to stay home, and if you're going to say, well, build on principle, I can't vote. Well, okay, fine. Principles don't take you very far when you don't participate. Having principle is fine. But I have principle. But I like to win. I like to win. And that part of me does not mean that my principle is weak. My principle is actually pretty strong, pretty stalwart. What it means is that I'm going to get out there and do everything I can to make this happen, because it is coming down to being that last moment, that important moment. Hillary's going to get in there. If she gets in there, she will stack. I mean, the Supreme Court, I'll be dead before things change in the Supreme Court. That's just the way it works. These guys are put in there for life, and they'll live. They will live for a while. And even though the Chief Justice is a Bush appointee, it won't matter. So if you're going to stay home or turn coat or otherwise fail to stand up to recover America, then we're going to get exactly what we work for. We're going to get exactly that which we deserve. So keep that in mind. And all of these intelligentsia that are out there saying, he hasn't committed espionage, fellas. And that's pretty important. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You hear him here every week. I mean, being a member of Second Call Defense should be second nature to my listeners now. I am. Join me. All right. Right now, some of the House conservatives are doing their very best to kneecap the GOP leader's attempts to pass a compromise gun control bill to keep firearms out of the hands of suspected terrorists. Saying this past Wednesday that the chief Republican plan still tramples on Americans' constitutional rights. Ryan had hoped to push the gun proposal through as part of a broad anti-terrorism package, but the House Freedom Caucus said the gun provisions go too far where the terrorism language doesn't go far enough. Without their support, it is doubtful that Ryan or McCarthy will be able to pass their bill, which has drawn fierce opposition from Democrats who say the gun provisions need to be stiffened to deny more people the chance to buy guns. I think, why would you even contemplate bringing up a bill like that if you're supposedly the Republicans? And what I'm about to tell you that they're doing defies logic for me. Because in the wake of the Orlando terrorist shooting, both sides are scrambling to find some legislation they can pass to convince voters they're taking the issue seriously.
declare gun-free zones null and void, and I'll take you seriously. Getting out there and trying to make some sort of descriptive way to where guns are purchased and describe who can and can't is not going to change anything. Democrats want to deny gun sales to as many as 1 million people listed on secret FBI-maintained lists without publishing the list. Let's see the list. Could we see the list? Possibly. Republicans, though, say it's unconstitutional to deny someone's Second Amendment right to buy a firearm based merely on suspicion, which it is. If, look, if I'm looking at you and you're communicating with terrorists, sending money to terrorists, you're visiting terrorists, and, you know, maybe you're training with terrorists or vacationing with terrorists or whatever you want to call it, you're probably a terrorist. Now, I not only should keep you from buying guns, I should keep you from walking around. You should have no freedom of movement. You should have no means of communication. You should be put in a box if you're a terrorist. If you are suspected of being a terrorist, then instead of us sitting there and suspecting that you are, we need to be ascertaining if you are. And then if you are not, then we need to be moving on. We don't need to be deciding somebody isn't because they're Muslim and trying to be politically correct. But if somebody is a terrorist, or if they're suspected of being a terrorist, then let's. Why are we mollycoddling the ones that are there right now? And at the same time, we want to go after all of these Caucasians. Well, you know, Bill, the homegrown, self-radicalized lone wolf. That's what we got to watch. Well, show me some. Because all the ones that I have seen so far, Farouk, Mateen, these guys are of Asian descent. If you want to get perfectly, Asian descent. They come from places, or they have people in places. They're exposed to things. Certainly exposed to stuff that I was never exposed to when I was in the, you know, going to the Methodist church as a young lad. So, why the Republicans are scrambling to find some law? Why does a law need to be passed? The laws that are in, it's already illegal to shoot people. It's already illegal to kill people. It's illegal to target people due to whatever they are. Gay, black, female. That's illegal. All of these things are already illegal. Why do they have to be more illegal? And making them more illegal doesn't keep them from happening, doesn't keep these things from happening. Now, one of the things that Republicans want to do is they're looking for a probable cause thing. And the ones that are going to keep this vote from happening, I understand what they're doing. And at the same time, I also understand then that not likely that the Democrats are going to vote to pass it. And it doesn't matter because this has already been voted on in the Senate. This is symbolic. The Senate has already voted on something like this. How many times are we going to keep voting on it until they get it? Is that what it's going to be? And if you are in charge of the House, Mr. Ryan, why don't you merely tell them when they do their little sit-ins that you're going to lock the building, you're going to turn off the AC, you're going to turn off the lights, you're going to stop the food deliveries, you're going to put up some mobile phone jamming signals and let them sit there because that's what they want to do. They're allowed to sit, of course, but they shouldn't be allowed to use this in a propaganda way. Is that too much to ask for you if you're in a leadership position to lead? Cornyn, Senator John Cornyn, has called for the Attorney General to have the power to deny a gun sale for up to 3 days in order to give a prosecutor time to go to court to prove a suspect is involved with terrorism, which is what we have now with the background check. Ryan is saying we can have security and keep to the Constitution at the same time. This is why we're going to get it right, and we're going to do it when we're ready, and we believe that we can do it in a good amount of time. It doesn't need to be done. Representative Ryan, Speaker Ryan, whatever you want to go by today, it doesn't need to be done at all because you guys are not prosecuting a counter-terror fight. You can sit there and try to make it a political a political topic, but it's a military topic. Since you have gutted the military, then our ability to deal in a military fashion is similarly gutted. So, you know, the Freedom Caucus conservatives that are voicing their opinion and their opposition to it, okay, fine. They think the three-day denial is a short-term denial of rights based on secret lists that aren't vetted by courts. I get that. So they're against it, so they're going to vote against it, and it's not going to go anywhere. It doesn't matter. This is all for show. This is all because it's an election year. I saw where... I watch these videos from this kid named Casey Neistat. I like him. He's a very creative young man. And he is emotionally shaken because of everything that's going on. But what he mentions is the Alton Sterling shooting and the Castile shooting and then the Istanbul, Turkey, and all these other things. He's mentioning all of these things. And while I understand that he's in New York and completely insulated from most stuff, go take a look at Chicago every weekend, people. It's happening in Chicago every weekend. Nobody seems to care about that. So these guys are not interested in saving lives. They're interested in power. And this is just another way to try to grab it some way, somehow. But coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to look at this. You know, the 20th century has been the century where everything's been centralized. And we have learned one thing, though. Gun control does kill people that it's supposed to protect. We'll be right back. This is Locked On.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Made in USA Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. Join them. I highly recommend them. Highly recommend them. Like I said, this the past century, we're in the 21st century now, but 20th century is going to go down where we centralize everything. We centralize healthcare. We centralize private defense, private security. The idea that the state can and should provide those essential services has been a recurring theme for almost all political manifestos and constitutions. The biggest and often most controversial form of centralization is that of centralizing arms. That is to say that common folks should surrender all arms and only state-sanctioned agents should carry guns, whether they be constables or sheriffs or the military, etc. This is what gun control at its essence is about, the prohibition, excessive regulation, or seizure of firearms. Using the terms arms and firearms loosely because guns are generally understood to be weapons to be operated by the individual, and firearms are a category of arms. Depending on whether you prefer your Eurocentric or Amerocentric definitions, it may be acceptable to use the words gun and firearm interchangeably. Some prefer to call weapons typically carried by an individual infantryman light arms. The whole idea of gun control is a noble one. All of those who believe in justice want massacres and homicides to stop or at least decrease, right? Gun control advocates, though, are incredibly naive. They're highly naive. Taking a gun away from a civilian does not necessarily achieve a lower crime rate, nor will it stop massacres from taking place. The fact that despotic regimes have an obsession with disarming the local populace before committing atrocities on them makes it seem that gun control kills. 20th century saw its fair share of woefully shameless despots who sanctioned genocide. Atrocities are difficult to enact on a group who have guns and are prepared to resist. Gun control becomes a mechanism for not only centralizing them, but also centralizing control over territories. In Armenia, when the government of the Ottoman Turks crushed the revolt by Armenians in 1893, mobs armed and sponsored by the Ottoman Turkish government killed tens of thousands. further crush any hope of an insurgency, a 1903 gun law was passed that mandated registration of arms and permits to possess arms. Armenians were encouraged to surrender arms they had in their possession to officials. Quotas were enforced, and astonishingly, the officials who filled the quotas were executed for conspiracy against the government. The repressive government, I laugh at that because that's what happens when you fall for this. When you play with the devil, well, you're going to have that kind of thing happen with you. They did not stop there. They issued deportation orders on 24th of April 1915. Turks feared an Allied attack that would turn Turkey's war against Russia into a two-front war during World War I. The genocide continued on for more years. The forced marches into the interior of Armenians is attributed with most of the deaths around this time. But those who were too weak or resisted were cut down with swords or shot. The march was intentionally made to be so difficult that survival was almost impossible. To this day, Turkey still does not claim responsibility for the atrocities. I use this because this is where gun control killed, you know, as an example of where gun control kills, because here a local populace decided to revolt against the central power and were initially defeated. They actively sought disarmament of the Armenians so they could not resist any order they were issued, even if those orders meant certain death for Armenians. Even after they complied with gun laws and surrendered their arms, their safety was still not guaranteed. Conversely, those who refused to abide by the laws and orders of the Turks kept their weapons. In southern Syria, which was part of the Ottoman Turkish Empire, Armenians were treated to the hills and set up impregnable defenses, which repulsed the Turkish attacks, causing huge losses to the Turks. The fighters who formed the defensive line were later rescued by French and British troops. Fighters who took arms and went to the hills are a stark contrast to those who surrendered and complied, for they were not cut down and shot like varmints. Gun control is practiced most often here in the United States in urban areas, big urban areas. Washington, D.C. had a complete handgun ban. That was overturned, but you know, prior to that, they had one of the highest violent crime rates in America. They expected that to at least reduce gun crime. It did not. Or at least they promised that it would reduce gun crime. In fact, most densely populated areas in America and elsewhere have a similar problem. Now, I'm not naive enough to suggest that gun control caused obscene crime rates, but it certainly contributed to it. Gun control makes it easier for violent crime to take place. It makes a target-rich environment for those who want to cause harm and carnage. And the biggest flaw of gun control or gun buyback schemes was not only that the law-abiding complied, but the criminals didn't. And that's the problem with it. There is no honor amongst thieves. The gun control advocates overlooked this. Around the world, there's some gun control advocates that are insane enough to want to disarm the cops and military in favor of arms and ammunition being stored in a central vault in a station or army base. Gun-free South Africa even advocates for the South African Police Service to be disarmed of their R5 rifles. This is some of the stupidest stuff I've ever heard in my life. And this particular call smacks in the face of a cruelly learned lesson of urban policing and perhaps counterinsurgency tactics. The use of semi-auto or select fire rifles for police became desirable after the North Hollywood shootout and global terror attacks of the 70s and the 80s. The threat of terrorism is still with us today. It's still happening today. A disarmed police or police armed only with handguns are a recipe for massacres and insurgency by armed attackers. For the sake of internal security, we all have to stand up and speak out against this foolish idea. You can sit there if you want to and believe that it is well intended. It is not well intended. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what it would do if they were to get their way. They have no intention themselves of letting go of their arms, security details, or their weapons that they may own. You just don't get to have any because they don't trust you. They trust themselves. They don't trust you. And these are the same people, the stage sit-ins. These are the same people that have commit espionage. These are the same people that claim to be the Attorney General, the President of the United States, certain senators, certain representatives. They're all out there. 26 people that were in the sit-in on the Democratic side owned guns. They own guns. So while they're advocating for fewer and fewer people to be able to buy a gun, they own their guns and they exempt themselves from their own laws. So if gun control doesn't kill, are you prepared to plead for your life with an armed person like Omar Mateen, where gun control was in place and where none of them attacked him? Nobody rushed him. Nobody went after him. Nobody attempted to fight him. He just shot people. Once he got in the building, everybody cowered, and he just shot him. Is that what we're supposed to do? Is that what we're supposed to be? Are we supposed to be sitting back there waiting for our moment to die? Is that what we're calling? Is that what everybody's calling for that wants to suppress guns? Yes, it is. Because every time they have one of these shootings, there was a terrorist attack, like San Bernardino, like this one in Orlando. This is not a gun control issue. This was never a gun control issue. These are merely tools of their goal. You know, their aims are different than what they're using. What they're using is merely a matter of convenience. They don't care what they use to get what they want. Coming up on the last hour of the show, we're going to kick off when we get back about six tips about keeping your concealed carry weapon a secret, because that's the whole part of being concealed. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.